Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for that wonderful, warm introduction you always give us. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. I'm joined today with my good friend, business partner, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, how are you today, sir?
Doing fantastic, Jim. On the road. I'm in a campground in our camper trailer in upstate New York in the Adirondack Park. Just having a wonderful time up here, and I'm so excited about the show today.
Oh, absolutely. And we're so glad you're able to join us because up there, your mailing address, I think you said it was something like 40 Plum Street, 40 miles from nowhere in Plum Back in the Woods.
Yeah, you see the squirrel, take a right. See the tree, yeah. Take a left, and then you'll find me.
That's a good address to have. Last week, folks, we had Ira Rosen on the show with us, and he talked a lot about LinkedIn. And Dandy Don, he dropped a lot of good information on there. I love the question that you asked him how you felt when people contact you that do not know you and try to sell you something on LinkedIn. And he says that's the wrong way, wasn't it?
It's just the wrong approach, and it happens to me every week now. I get these people who, you know, they just say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and how can I, you know, I want to help you with my so-and-so and sell you my stuff. And I was like, no, there's a much, much better way to do it. And one thing I really liked of what Ira shared with us is the two most important things, fill your calendar and then close. And I was working with one of our members in Speakers Pathway this last week, and he's getting some great results, and he's doing just that. He's filling up his calendar. And so that made me think of that tidbit that Ira shared with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to, you know, to Toganet. Your Future Is Now. You can download Ira's show, and also it's on iTunes. But today we've got a tremendous guest with us. Oh, my goodness. I'm so honored and so pleased and so glad to have Mr. Jeff Fagan with us today. He's a wonderful individual. He's got some great information. He's going to be sharing with us about creating the ultimate entrepreneurial mindset. My goodness. How critical is that?
Yeah, I love that. You know, with the work I do with rock climbers and the book that I wrote, Vertical Mind, I was looking over his information just like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be so, so much fun today.
Oh, it really is. Dandy Don, would you be so kind as to introduce Jeff a little bit and welcome him to our show?
Yeah, so I'm so excited to have Jeff on the program again, talking about creating the ultimate entrepreneur mindset. He's going to go deep and give away some great nuggets. So welcome to the show, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. It's great to be on the show with both of you guys, Don and Jim. Thank you so much for having me. I have to begin by saying that I couldn't help but really enjoy your opening comments about Ira Rosen. Ira Rosen and I are best of friends. We've known each other for well over a decade, worked together. I actually use his LinkedIn strategies very, very successfully, I might add. And Ira is one of the best marketers, entrepreneurs that I've ever met in my entire life. So having to follow him is really a heavy task for me to take on because he's a pretty brilliant guy.
Yes, he really is. And the thing that impresses me about Ira when I first met him out there in May was that he is so genuine, so down to earth. His heart is that he wants to help people. He wants to wake you up to reality and to what can be a blessing to you. And, you know, Jeff, looking at your comments here, there was one I'm looking here. Everything needs to become a system that is easy to duplicate and is followed to the letter. That is the formulation for success, isn't it, sir? Would you be kind enough to share a little bit about that?
I'm happy to do that. You know, I one of the things that in my background was that, I guess it's over 15 years or so ago, I had the opportunity to help build and run a company called Peak Potentials Training. And Peak Potentials Training was the brainchild of a man by the name of T. Harv Eker. Are either of you two gentlemen familiar with him?
No, sir, I'm not. Go ahead.
Okay, so Harv wrote a book called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, which went on to become a New York Times bestseller. And working with Harv, we eventually ended up building at what time was a startup into one of the world's largest business and personal success training companies. And so for a number of years, we would get some of the top business strategists, the top leading thought leaders, the Robert Kiyosaki's of the world, the Michael Gerber, Zenith type of people. And Michael Gerber in particular was someone who really is a brilliant entrepreneurial coach, teacher, mentor. And he was well known for coining the phrase that when you're building a business, the systems run the business and the people run the systems. And we see that all the time. McDonald's, for example, everybody knows McDonald's. It's really a business built on a system. You can hire teenage kids who really don't have any experience whatsoever. And as long as they follow the system to the letter, and it's easy to duplicate, which, of course, McDonald's is very easy to duplicate, and you can build multi-million dollar restaurants all over the country, all over the world for that matter. And the key, of course, is just following the system. So I have found over my years, I've been around the block a number of times, and my experience is that there are systems for everything, systems for managing your time, systems for managing your money, systems for managing your marketing strategies, your lead gen strategies, your follow-up strategies. There's virtually systems for everything. And if they become our ingrained habits, then we're going to get great results. And I'm sure you guys would agree with that because I've had a chance to do a little bit of research on you guys as well. I think we're all coming from the same place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because to be a prerequisite on our show, a person must have, you know, they must come from the heart, they must serve from the heart, and they must provide value. And, Jeff, when Gigi was the one that introduced us, Gigi Ames, a good friend of mine I've known for many years, when Gigi says, Jim, you know, Jeff is just like us. He comes from the same heart. To me, game over. That's because I know Gigi. I know the caliber person she is. And I'm so glad that she introduced us because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your notes here and, you know, goodness gracious. Is it okay if I read this one note to everyone? This just really just reached out and grabbed me, you know. Well, you said
our subconscious. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. Our subconscious blueprint is already ingrained in us. It's been programmed and conditioned into us since birth. So by the time we were 7, our blueprint was already in place. Dandy Don, did you realize I had a blueprint in my mind?
Well, absolutely. You've got a blueprint. Sometimes I wonder what the heck's in my mind.
I thought you were going to say, I wonder what he used it for.
But yeah, I love that comment. And I've heard this other places that really our core beliefs are set by the time we're 7 years old. Mm. And, you know, I'd also heard that, well, since our mothers and fathers and our families, the programs were set when they were 7 years old, it's like 7 years old programmers programming a 7-year-old computer.
I like that.
That's the way it seems to be. That's right.
Now, that's an amazing statement. Would you be, could you expand on that a little bit? How our subconscious mind is, you know, has got a blueprint in there and is set up by the time we're age 7. That's very important, isn't it?
When I wrote the book, it was one of my book. It was one of the prerequisites that, I brought that up right at the very, very beginning, because the fact is that we come into this world, all of us, with really unlimited potential. All of us, when we're born, we could make up our minds to be pretty much anything. And if we had the right guidance and the right mentors and the right people surrounding us, really our potential would have been unlimited. And inside all of us, even to this day, I'm sure you would agree that everybody really has unlimited potential. But by the time we're seven, we've been programmed and conditioned, all the do's and all the don'ts. And all of a sudden, we are no longer our what I refer to as our true self, and we become what's called, I call it either our false self or our ego self or our personality. And all of a sudden, we are filled with all kinds of thoughts and ideas and beliefs that have been handed to us by our parents and our teachers and culture and society and the media. And as young children, I mean, we're really sponges for information. The only problem, as you guys know, is that the subconscious mind can't tell fact from fiction. And especially when we're younger and adults are telling us things, as kids, we tend to believe what the adults tell us, especially our parents. And so we allow all of this information to be put into our subconscious mind. And so it really happens three ways. I teach it in many of my programs. One way is called verbal conditioning. That's all about what did we hear about money, about business, about wealthy people when we were growing up. I mean, we've all heard the expression, money doesn't grow on trees, and we can't afford it, and the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And all these things that we heard, we may not consciously think about them today, but they're still part of our blueprint. They're in our subconscious mind. And all of these negative things and disempowering things we've heard from the time we were kids, they're part of our blueprint. The second way, after we talk about this thing called verbal conditioning, is this thing called modeling. Modeling is all about what did we see when we were growing up in our home, for example, in the whole area of money and in talking about wealthy people and you know, did our parents have a lot of money? Was money always a challenge in our house? Were there lots of arguments about money? And that's important because we tend to be just like our parents in most instances.
We're gonna have to break here in just a few seconds for a commercial, but I want to come back to this after the commercial break, because the way we shape our minds and the way we get things in our minds, and because I know I've fallen into that pit many times myself. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymous and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break, and don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be courteous to the officer and, most of all, be honest.
It's Margin Never.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, along with Dandy Don McGrath. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And on our show today, we, as our guest, we have Mr. Jeff Fagan. And before the commercial break, he was dropping some bombshells on us, wasn't he, Don, about our blueprints in our mind and all the things that we can store up there and the way we're impressed with kids. And like, I love what he said about the subconscious mind. We really can't tell fact from fiction and things of that nature, especially as a kid. That was just really amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was fantastic talking about verbal programming and modeling. And I think, Jeff, you're going to get ready to share more on modeling or a third way with us.
Outstanding. Boy, Dandy Don, you are on top of things. Very good. You're right. So you're right. So as I mentioned, especially when it comes to our blueprint, when it comes to business and money, it's all done at an unconscious, subconscious level. The three ways that we are programmed and conditioned, first way we talked about is verbal conditioning. That's all about the phrases that we've heard. The second thing is modeling. That's all about what did we see? What did we observe, especially in our own home while we were growing up? And typically, we tend to be identical to either one or a combination of our parents, our guardians, unless we became the exact opposite. And the reason we would become the exact opposite would be based on how pissed off we were at them or the situation that we made up our mind, I am never ever going to be like that. And we go to the exact opposite extreme. And then the third way that we are programmed and conditioned is through what's called specific incidences, which is what did I actually experience when I was a kid growing up? So, for example, if when you were a kid growing up and you went to your mom and said, Mom, can I have 10 cents for an ice cream? Of course, I'm dating myself now. But if you went to your mom and she said, you know, I don't have any money. Dad has all the money. Go ask Dad. Eventually, you come to be programmed to believe that women don't have the money. Men have all the money. And these are things that we don't consciously think about, but we get this kind of programming. When I ran Peak Potentials Training, a great example that you guys probably can relate to is we had a student who was making $700,000 a year 7 years in a row, and he was dead broke. And wow. As we were doing processes with him, we discovered that when he was a kid growing up, his mom would always say to him, rich people are greedy. They make their money off of the toil of the poor people. So he never wanted to become a rich person because in his eyes, if he became rich, he would disappoint his mother because she would think he's greedy. So somehow, no matter how much money he made, unconsciously he had to make bad investments or make bad loans or somehow get rid of all the money so that he wouldn't be rich because he didn't want to appear greedy in the eyes of his mother. Now it doesn't make logical sense, but when logic and emotions come into conflict, guess what always wins?
Yeah.
Emotions, right? Emotions
absolutely
always win.
Mm-hmm.
So between verbal conditioning, specific incidences and modeling, all of us have a blueprint. So by the time we're 7 years old, we don't realize it. But unless we change that blueprint, and the first thing you can do is you have to identify what your current blueprint is. You have to become aware that you actually do have a blueprint, and then you go through the four steps of change. And there are actually four steps of changing your blueprint. I can share them now, or we can talk about it later, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, let's go ahead and keep plowing on that. I like that.
Okay, so the first step of all change, because, you know, insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, hope for a different result. So as entrepreneurs, when we're struggling, if we keep doing the same things over and over again, we're going to continue to struggle. So the first step of change is awareness. All of us need to be aware and that every single one of us already has ingrained in us this specific blueprint. And it is your blueprint more than anything and everything else, all combined, that determines your financial success. Because you can know everything there is to know about investments. You can know everything there is to know about managing your money. You can know everything there is to know about sales, about marketing. You can know everything you want to know about stocks. You can know every single real estate strategy on the planet. But if your blueprint is set for low levels of success, no matter what you think and what you learn and what you do, you will not be successful. So the first thing you have to do is you have to become aware that you have a blueprint. The second thing is you have to understand. It's called understanding, step number two. You have to understand how has this way of thinking affected your decisions in life, and how has it affected your results in life? And so you have to understand that you've made decisions, you've made choices based on this blueprint, and how has that affected you up until now? The third step is this thing called disassociation. Just because you have these beliefs today doesn't mean that you have to have them tomorrow. Doesn't mean you have to have them in the next minute. You can disassociate yourself with any non-empowering or negative beliefs in the blink of an eye if you choose to. So you have to understand that just because you have beliefs today, they don't have to be your beliefs in the future. You can say, you know what? These beliefs that I currently have are my parents' beliefs. And it may have served them well, but it's not serving me well because I'm not getting the results I want. I'm going to disassociate myself, and I'm going to remove these beliefs from my life, from my mindset. Well, step four is what's called reconditioning, because the universe abhors a vacuum. So if you delete one belief, you have to replace it with another belief. So when you go through the reconditioning process, which is step four, what you want to do is you want to model people who already have a belief system that you would like to have, because they're getting the results that you would like to have. And so if you can go through those four steps, you can actually take your current blueprint and convert it and create a whole new, far more prosperous, positive, empowering blueprint. So that's the process.
That's amazing. I really appreciate you sharing that with everyone today, because I know Dandy Don, if he's like me, I'm sitting over here and I'm almost got writer's cramp making notes, because after the show, our show will be available in podcast form and also on iTunes. And we write a little description, and this here was some powerful, powerful, powerful information that it hit real close to home to me, because when I grew up, in a, you know, not a negative environment, but, you know, there was a lot of negativeness in the air around me, not just my family, but just in society. And to clean out the cobwebs of your thinking, I think that's Zig Ziglar that said that, if I'm not mistaken. But your mind is kind of like, it is, all these negative things are like dust that are collecting cobwebs. And if you don't clean it out, I mean, it's just going to drag you right down. And that's so important.
It sure will. In fact, he Zig also said, you got to get rid of that thinking.
Oh, yeah. And I love his comment about a checkup from the neck up.
There you go. That's right. Man. He was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Zig was just an amazing guy. He shared a lot of information. I'm glad his family is bringing back some of his great works, because, like the information you're sharing, Jeff, this is timeless. This is something
that's... I appreciate that. And quite honestly, I wish I could say this was original thought from me. I'm actually 65 years old. I've been studying in the whole field of personal development and human psychology since when I was 15. So it's 50 years since I first read Think and Grow Rich, which was actually my introduction to the whole realm of personal development. And to this day, I consider it my Bible, and I probably read it 300 or 400 times. I probably could repeat it off by heart. And I'm sure you guys are familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My first book that I read, it was co-authored by W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill, The Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. And one of the things
that
I think
book.
One of the things I think you'll agree with is that, and Dandy Don's heard me say this a lot, you look at your fingerprints. No one's had them since the beginning of time. No one will have them to the end of time. Your challenge in life is, how can you take the things that you've learned and be a blessing to others and leave your imprint on someone else's life and change their life? That's the challenge in life. That's what it's all about.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And they also co-authored a book called Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. And it was interesting. In that book, they had a disagreement. And their disagreement was W. Clement Stone believed that having a positive attitude was the single most important trait in being successful. Napoleon Hill argued that having a definite purpose in life was the most important trait in being successful. And so do you recall what they did to when they wrote the book?
No, go right ahead. We got about 2 minutes left, but go ahead. I missed it.
When they wrote the book, they compromised and they said, well, we're both right. You have to have a positive attitude, but you also have to have a definite purpose in life. And so rather than having one ahead of the other, they kind of made it 1A and 1B. Because really having a positive mental attitude, of course, is critical. But I totally agree with Napoleon Hill, who also said that unless you have a clear, definite purpose in your life, you can have the best attitude in the world. But if you don't know where you're headed, you're going to have a great attitude going nowhere.
He's exactly right on that one there. I agree with that because and they went together and they made the Success magazine, didn't they? I think they
sure
created
did,
that.
Which was a phenomenal magazine. I remember reading it for years. So great articles. They always had great mind thought leaders that were adding articles to it. And really, if the goal for, you know, if any individual is to reach their highest level of consciousness and really achieve their full potential, magazines like Success Magazine were clearly the leaders of their day.
Yeah. We got about 30 seconds left. And I just want to say, folks, when you read books like that, all of a sudden you're just going to, you know, realize that something in your mind is just going to come alive. And it's very, very powerful. It's very, very attractive. I mean, it's just going to draw you to truth and wisdom. I mean, that book in front of you is going to be like a street light, you know, in the middle of the county, the only street light shining. It's going to draw every bug in the county towards it, because that's how powerful it is. And that's how powerful your subconscious mind is. And we're going to have to break here for a few moments for our commercial breaks. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's merging and revert.
If you're like me, sometimes you have trouble choosing between being a couch potato or going out. Hey, it's a big decision for us scabberlatchers. A scabberlatcher or a ragabash is another word for a lazy person. Well, a couple from California seems to have solved the problem by inventing a motorized sofa. You may think they're just spinning their wheels, but people have spotted the couple cruising down the street on their drivable Davenport in West Los Angeles and Santa Monica. No word yet on the couple's identity, but a man claiming to be a relative said it's all well within the norm for his fun-loving cousin. I don't know if this Chesterfield on wheels is street legal, but either way, I think the police would have to put up quite a chase before they could coach him.
It's merging and revert.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your future is now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me today, I've got the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, we have on our show a gentleman that just really is blowing us away. We got into talking about books, and I believe he's an author too, is he not, Dandy?
He absolutely is. He's been giving us some great information, and I've written six books, four good ones, I always say. And you know, about half the people that I meet when they find out that I'm an author is they say, I want to write a book. But you know what? Only about 0.1% of the population actually does it. So I have huge respect for anybody who puts in the effort and actually does what they want to do and writes a book. So, Jeff, kudos to you for doing the work. And I know you're really passionate about it. Tell us more about how you got started. What inspired you to write your book?
Well, first of all, thanks very much, Dandy Don. I appreciate your comments there. And you're right. I think I mentioned earlier in the show that I had the opportunity to be the chief operating officer at Peak Potential's training. And during the time that I was there, we would literally have a live training event in cities all across North America, and we would get anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 people per event. So these were really very, very large events, and all of them were aimed at the entrepreneur who really wanted to achieve financial freedom and wanted to be, as we said, street smart with a heart. And that was really our brand. It still is my brand, Street Smart with a Heart. And over that time, we had, as I said, thousands and thousands and thousands of students come to our events. We had all kinds of training on entrepreneurship. We had all kinds of training on how to write a book. And Dandy Don, you're absolutely right. The number of people who say they're going to write a book versus the number of people who actually complete the project is infinitesimally small, but that's pretty much in alignment with how most people are in almost everything. A lot of people are great starters. Very few people are great finishers, and we see that all the time. And for me, here in Phoenix, I have a club called the 2% Club, which I started actually over 10 years ago. And the 2% Club, I actually named it in honor of Mr. Napoleon Hill, who we've talked about, because Napoleon Hill said that there's really only about 2% of all the people that have written down clear plans on how they're going to achieve their goal and are actively pursuing on a daily basis the necessary actions, taking the necessary actions to achieve their goals. So he said there were 2%. He also said in the book, which only came out in 2009, Outwitting the Devil, that 98% of all people are what he referred to as drifters, and only 2% are able to outwit the devil. And so in honor of all that, I created the 2% Club for people in the Phoenix area that really wanted to outwit the devil, wanted to create dreams, create plans, create action plans, and follow through. And over those 10 years, I've gotten to know thousands of local entrepreneurs in Phoenix, and I've seen what small percentage of them actually are able to launch a successful business. And almost all of it is because they spend virtually all of their time on finding the right vehicle and finding maybe the right knowledge about the vehicle, but they never worked on themselves. So if they were losers to begin with, it doesn't matter what vehicle they get into. If you have a loser driving a vehicle, they're still going to lose. And so I began to realize after 10 years of working with entrepreneurs that the focus really needs to be on mindset first. Because if you grow yourself into a level 10 entrepreneur, if you develop the mindset, the skills, the belief system of what it takes to truly be a successful entrepreneur, then you can pretty much pick any business that you're passionate about, and you're going to be successful at it because you've changed your blueprint to be a successful person. So the book was really aimed at helping people become more aware of their current blueprint and exactly what they needed to do in order to change their blueprint, step by step in a system. That's, we were talking about systems earlier. So I actually wrote the book, follow this system that's in this book, and you will gradually change your blueprint from a level zero blueprint to a level 10 blueprint. And once you have that level 10 blueprint, you're going to do amazingly well in any business you choose to. And not only will that work in the business world, of course, it'll carry over into all other aspects of your life. So that was really my thoughts when I decided to write the book. And the results have been really tremendous. I've gotten so much positive feedback from it.
Oh, I can believe that, because I'm just really awed by what you were sharing there. And some of the things that you were sharing, it triggered something in my mind. I know that Don has, Dandy Don, he has shared with people many times about a group of college kids that graduated. Was it from Harvard? Don, this is your story. I'm going to let you take the lead on that, sir.
Yeah, it was a study done by the Harvard Business School where they surveyed graduates from the Harvard Business School. And they found that 84% of the graduates had no goals, had no defined goals. And 13% of them had goals, but they hadn't written them down. Only 3% of what you would think would be some of the most motivated people on the planet or in the country, only 3% had written goals. And that seems shocking, but what's more shocking is that 3% were earning 10 times the combined earnings of the other 97%. So totally in line with what you're saying, and that Napoleon Hill said many, many years ago. It really is that 2 or 3% that actually write down their goals and they get outstanding results.
Yeah, that's that definite as a purpose that you were talking about earlier there, Jeff, that, he told W. Clement Stone that, hey, listen, you can have a positive attitude, but if you don't have a game plan, you don't have a definite purpose, what good are you? And that's so true, isn't it?
It sure is. And to your point, Dandy Don, I have seen that same report. That even when you're talking about a group of people, when you're talking about graduates from a major college or university, and yet only a sliver of all those people not only have written down their goals, but they've actually created a master plan that they intend to take action on. And in fact, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill says that as you're creating your action plan, it's the perfect time to leverage a mastermind. Because more than likely, all the necessary things that you're going to have to do in order for your business plan to be successful, you don't have the best ideas in all areas of marketing and sales and operations and production. And the benefit of bringing in a mastermind of people who have the skill sets and the knowledge and the experience and the expertise in the areas where you're deficient will allow you to make a much better plan. But at the end of the day, you can plan for till kingdom come. Eventually, you have to go ahead and start taking action, understanding that the plan is always in the process of being changed as you get more new information.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, when you're talking about that, one of the old stories that I like is one of my favorites is about Henry Ford. When he first started with Henry creating the Ford Motor Company, a lot of people were confused, and they wondered, how could a country bumpkin, and that was the phrase they used to describe Henry. They didn't look at him as being any mental giant by any stretch of the imagination. But how could he do all the things he's doing when he doesn't really know that? Well, the thing that Henry did know was that he knew his limitations. And he surrounded himself with people that had the specialized knowledge, the wisdom, and he picked their brains because he knew what he wanted. It was more like he wasn't caring about the process. He just wanted the content. And the analogy that some people use, and I like it, is kind of like a flashlight. You buy a flashlight, it's got two batteries in it, you turn it on, so bright. But if you put a longer sleeve on it and put more batteries in there, then turn it on, that light is much brighter. And that's exactly what you're talking about, using the mastermind principle, because you get good ideas in there, you get fresh ideas, you get more informed ideas, and you can see a bigger picture that way. Isn't that right?
Boy, Jim, you really nailed it. In fact, if you look at Henry Ford, you'll see that every year he would mastermind. He would actually go away to a cabin with people like Thomas Edison and Andrew Carnegie. And the whole idea was he was masterminding with them because he knew that they had knowledge he didn't. In fact, Andrew Carnegie, who was the mentor to Napoleon Hill, said that there were many people who knew far more about the steel industry than he did, but yet he became the wealthiest man on the planet because he understood how to create the ultimate mastermind. And he had two criteria in order to be part of his mastermind. Number one, you had to be outstanding in your field. And number two, you had to have the ability to work in harmony with your fellow masterminders. So he had no room for anybody that wanted to be a prima donna or were thinking only of themselves. They had to be exceptionally talented at what they did, and they had to be a total team player that worked in harmony. And when you can develop that kind of a mastermind, you've got really something special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because Dandy Don and I, we've worked together on many projects, and we've seen in our lives, and I'm sure you've seen in your life too, Jeff. In fact, you probably taught this a lot. But when people want to, you know, say someone's out there listening, they're saying, this all sounds good, but how do I put it all together? Simple. Hang around with the people who can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. That's the advice that I give them in country English. Just stop hanging around with people that can't help you. I mean, and don't listen to people that, you know, cannot help you. I mean, if you're going to be, you know, if you're looking for financial advice, don't go to someone who's living paycheck to paycheck or direct deposit to direct deposit because they can't help you. You know, that's just, we got about 1 minute left. Anything you want to add to that, Danny Don, or anything? Or you, Jeff?
No, I think that's fantastic, fantastic stuff. I really appreciate the knowledge you're sharing with us today, Jeff.
Well, thank you. And of course, you know, this is a topic I think that all three of us are very passionate about, so we could probably talk for hours about it.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a break for a commercial break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Well known in medical practices that patients tend to lie about their health habits. They lie about how much they smoke, understate how much they drink or eat, and overstate how much they exercise. What's another word for those little white lies we like to tell in the examination room? Teradiddles. Doctors have a rule of thumb. Whatever the patient says they're drinking, smoking, or eating, multiply it by two. But it's hard to come clean about your habits when you know you're in for some jobation from the doctor. That's criticism we don't want to hear. If physicians want us to be honest with them, I suggest they try being a little less judgmental and use a little suaviloquence. That's soothing, encouraging talk.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Yeah. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, you made a comment there. You were talking to Jeff during the break, and I want to turn the mic over to you because you just made a brilliant suggestion for him, and this is something that I think I want to hear, and I know there's other folks out there that might say, hey, Jim, thank you for saying I want to hear that because I want to hear it too. Go ahead, Dandy.
Yeah. So on the break, I was commenting and asked Jeff's opinion on this, that, you know, while making a plan, taking action, you know, surrounding yourself, get advice from people who have been where you want to go. I mean, we kind of, most of us kind of know this, or at least have heard it a dozen times, but why is it only 2 or 3% that really do anything? And Jeff, you shared some learnings with us. So I'd love for you to share that with our audience.
Okay, great. And by the way, Dandy Don, you are 100% right. It's amazing how few people will actually take the actions, even though we know we should be taking them. So what is it that actually stops us from taking the actions we know we should be taking? Well, it's our blueprint, actually. It's more than anything, it's our blueprint. And one of the greatest learnings that I ever got in my entire life was when I was running Peak Potentials training, and we were hosting all kinds of events for thousands of people. And what we learned very early is that you could have two people sitting side by side in the exact same room listening to the exact same information. One person takes that information and they skyrocket to success. And what do you think happens to the person sitting right next to them? Virtually nothing. And so we began to realize that you could give people the best strategies and tactics in the world, but if their blueprint was set for inaction, then they weren't going to take these ideas and do them. So what we did to increase the success rate was to actually create programs where we actually didn't just do a major data dump and spend 3 or 4 days having brilliant people giving thousands of bits of information to overload the brain, and then people would go home and do nothing. What we did was we created an action-based, process-based training system so that we actually trained you and had you do things right at the event, right on the spot, right there, right then. Because we knew that if we said, Jim, Don, take this information this weekend, go home and do it, we knew you weren't going to do it. Mm-hmm. So to increase success rates, we said, we're going to have you do these things right here, right now. That way, when you go home, you've already gotten some momentum, because as you guys well know, the law of momentum is critical. A body mm-hmm. at rest tends to remain at rest. A body in motion tends to remain in motion. Our goal was to get you in motion at the event, because now you had some momentum, so when you left the event, you already had some momentum behind you to continue the process. Because as you guys know, I mean, we are creatures of habit, and there are two kinds of habits. There are doing habits, and there are not doing habits. And everything we're currently not doing, guess what? We have a habit of not doing it. And so what we need to do is we need to help people change some of their not doing habits into doing habits. And again, there are multiple ways to do it. What I found worked best, where I saw the people that had the greatest successes in the shortest amounts of time, were people that would be going to live training events on a routine basis, and they had a success coach who they checked in with at least twice a month, where that was holding them accountable. And when you blended live training events with a one-on-one personal coach, within 12 to 24 months, we saw people go from nowhere to being financially free.
That's actually very interesting. That's very interesting, Jeff, because you're describing some of the format that Jim and I have put together for Speakers Pathway, where we have live events, but we also have online training, but we have coaching every week. And there's we do this thing called Done With You coaching, where people come in with something to work on, and they actually work on it like right there in the coaching session. So it's really interesting to hear you say that. That's a format that we've settled on.
Well,
it really is.
I mean, when I checked out you guys, I said, I totally resonate with these guys. We're all.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I think that this hour has gone by so quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking so forward to meeting you in Phoenix, since we have such a great common friend there, and Ira Rosen. I mean, he's just, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you got to listen to Ira's show from last week. But before we run out of time, Jeff, would you be so kind to share with people, number one, how they can find you on the internet, how they can know more about your book? Please share that information with them, please.
Absolutely. You bet. First of all, thank you again for having me on the show. Thank you, both you guys. It's really been an honor and a pleasure to speak with both of you. The best way to reach me, I'm very, very active, as you can well imagine, since one of my closest friends is Ira Rosen, is to connect with me on LinkedIn. I find that for building a network of the right kinds of people, LinkedIn has turned out to be a virtual gold mine for me. And so JEFFFAGIN, I think I'm the only one, Jeff Fagan, on LinkedIn. It's easy to find me there. You can also friend me on Facebook. And you can also go to the number two, and then the word percent clubs. So the number two percent, written out, percentclubs.com. And that's our 2% clubs. And you can connect with us there, and you can find out all about my book there. And if you're ever in the Phoenix area, I'm always eager to meet fellow entrepreneurs, and I think your audience are exactly the kind of folks that I love to be involved with.
Absolutely, because when Dandy Don and I, we started this show, our focus was how can we provide good quality information for people who wanted to, you know, some nuggets of truth, not a cheap sales job, not some yakety sack stuff, but some grassroots reality, something they could bite into. Because our philosophy, I guess we did this without even talking about it, Dandy, but I guess we basically just says we want to put together a show that if we were listening, we'd want to hear what these people are delivering, you know, and that's amazing. And folks, we will put all this information into the description of the show. You can go to Your Future Is Now at the Toganet website there. It'll be there. It'll also be listed on iTunes there, Your Future Is Now. So we'll put this website information there along with Jeff's picture, and you'll be able to, you know, just zero in on that. Dandy Don, we've been blessed today having Jeff on the show with us, haven't we?
Absolutely. Dropping some great stuff, a great conversation. I got a writer's cramp from taking notes, so really appreciate everything that you're sharing with us, both Jim and I and those listening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Dandy Don, on our website, Your Future Is Now, we give away a complimentary gift there. You know, would you be sharing that, since you're the guy there that is the main man they're going to see when they play the little video there? Would you share that with them, please?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're Speaker's Pathway. We're about speaking. So if you go to speakerspathway.com, we've got a free course about how to use speaking to grow your business and share your message. So all you do is click on the button, and you'll get a really high content, super valuable course.
Absolutely. It's our complimentary gift, our way of saying thank you for tuning in. And Jeff, I tell you, it's just, you know, amazing all the information you shared with us today. And prior to the show, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't know each other, but when Gigi Ames told me, she says, Jim, you know, Jeff is just like us. He got the same kind of heart. And I says, game over. Let's put him on the show. I'm so glad that you came here to be a guest on our show. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, again, my thanks to you guys and to Gigi for setting this whole thing up. And, you know, kudos to you guys, because I know that what you guys are doing is adding tremendous value to your marketplace, and all I can say is keep up the great work, guys.
Well, thank you so much. Before we go, I'd just like for Jeff, if he would, just give us a little, give someone out there that wants to be an entrepreneur a little tidbit that they might just be able to bite into and think about over the weekend. Would you be kind enough to share something with them, sir?
I sure would. Anyone that truly has the desire to be an entrepreneur, first and foremost, become great at marketing. Become great at marketing. Have a marketer's mindset, because we're all in the business of marketing. I don't care what business you're in. If you're great at marketing, do you know what business you'll be successful at? Any business you choose to. So really, for those that become great at marketing yourself, and certainly if you're able to speak in front of groups and communicate effectively, that's such an awesome way to market and position yourself as the authority. And so I really admire what you guys are doing, again, because, you know, a lot of being successful as an entrepreneur is how you brand and position yourself. And marketing is the key. So I would encourage all of your listeners to invest as much time as possible in mastering the skills of marketing. You can hire other people to do your marketing for you, but nobody's going to know your business. Nobody's going to know your passion. Nobody's going to know you as well as you do. And so if you become great at marketing, it opens up a million doors for you if you want to be an entrepreneur.
You're exactly right. And, you know, Dandy Don and I, we teach, Dandy put this course together, how to become a speaker and how to do your own, kind of like roll your own, become your own joint venture guy. In other words, you'll have to pay someone to find you a speaking gig. And Dandy Don, I got to tip my hat to you because you did a brilliant job on that, because that falls right in the line, whether it's marketing, whether you want to be a speaker. If you're an author, you got to be a speaker. You got to tell people about your book. If you're an entrepreneur, you got to be able to tell people about your product, who you are, whether you're doing a video or whatever. So speaking is very, very critical and very, very important. And having the right mindset. I tell people, you know, that, you know, whenever you start something, always come from the heart. Focus on the end result. As Don likes to say, focus on that end result. Be focused on being a good servant and providing a great product with heart. And to me, if you do that and market yourself like what, you know, Jeff is sharing with you, I mean, you don't have to worry about money. Money will come to you because you're coming from the heart. You're being a good servant. You're blessing other people. You're helping them with their pain and their hour of need. That's what your calling is. That's what your imprint's all about. And I tell you, we could just go on and on for hours like that because, Jeff, it's really amazing how quickly we just gelled here on our show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Appreciate it. Have a good week.